Ever wondered why some people effortlessly build wealth while others struggle despite similar incomes? The answer isn't luck or genius. It's understanding fundamental principles most investors miss. Unlike typical investment books promising quick riches, wealth creation is refreshingly straightforward. It's simple, though not easy, and inevitable for those who follow core principles with patience. What makes this perspective so powerful is that it cuts through market noise to reveal what truly matters for lasting financial security. Warren Buffett reportedly keeps copies of this wisdom in his office to share with visitors seeking investment guidance. The path to wealth isn't about timing markets or finding hot stocks. It's about understanding a few critical distinctions that separate those who build wealth from those who don't. The foundation of wealth creation rests on a simple distinction. Owners prosper more than loaners. When you buy stocks, you're purchasing ownership stakes in businesses, not gambling on market movements. In America's capitalist system, wealth consistently flows to business owners, not those who merely lend to them. Consider buying a house with a mortgage. As the owner, all appreciation belongs to you, not the bank. The bank receives only its principal plus interest, regardless of how much your property appreciates. This principle applies even more dramatically with stocks. From 1926 to 1998, stocks returned 11.2% annually versus 5.3% for bonds. After inflation and taxes, stocks yielded 5.8%, while bonds barely managed 0.6%. Owners earned nearly six times what lenders did, a fundamental economic principle throughout American history. This ownership advantage compounds dramatically over time. A dollar invested in stocks in 1926 grew to $2,350 by 1998, while a dollar in bonds reached only $54. Whether through individual stocks or funds, positioning yourself as an owner rather than a loaner is the critical factor in building wealth. The greatest obstacle to building wealth isn't market volatility, but misunderstanding risk itself. Most people make two critical errors: overestimating the danger of owning stocks while underestimating the risk of not owning them. When markets decline, investors typically panic and sell. Exactly the wrong response. The counterintuitive solution: don't sell and avoid watching markets during downturns. Those who sell never admit to acting from fear. They rationalize with current events, claiming, "This time it's different." By the time most investors sell, most of the decline has already occurred, and they miss the inevitable recovery. Market timing is futile. No one consistently predicts market tops and bottoms. Even with perfect timing, the advantage is minimal. A 20-year study showed perfectly timed annual investments outperformed worst-timed ones by just 1.7% annually. True risk isn't short-term volatility, but permanent loss of purchasing power. Safe bonds and cash actually carry significant long-term risks through inflation and opportunity cost. The reliable path to wealth remains buying equities when you have money and holding them regardless of market conditions or fears. Remember, temporary declines aren't the real risk. Panic selling during those declines is. While investors fixate on market volatility, they overlook the greater threat: insufficient equity ownership to preserve purchasing power throughout retirement. This risk is dangerously underestimated. The math is sobering. Modern retirements often last 30 years. With historical inflation at 3.1%, prices triple over that period, requiring $3 to buy what $1 purchases today. Consider this example. In 1975, a first-class stamp cost 10 cents. Retiring then with bond investments yielding 20 cents annually, double your stamp expenses, seemed secure. Today, that 20 cents can't buy a 33-cent stamp, forcing either a 35% lifestyle reduction or principal depletion. The critical distinction is between money, purchasing power, and currency, medium of exchange. When living costs double while your capital remains static, you've lost half your money despite holding the same currency amount. You face an unavoidable choice. Experience insecurity now or later. Either protect currency today and risk future purchasing power, or accept currency fluctuations now to safeguard purchasing power later. Risk cannot be eliminated, only chosen. Owning equities alone won't make you wealthy. Your behavior is the decisive factor. In fact, behavior is the single most important variable in investment success and the only one you can truly control. Four behavioral tactics account for 90% of lifetime returns. First, set goals in dollar-specific, date-specific terms. Replace vague aspirations with precise targets. A retirement income of $50,000 annually over Social Security starting at age 62, rising 3% yearly for inflation. Second, create a specific plan to close the gap between current assets and your goal, determining your time frame and required monthly investment. Third, invest the same amount monthly through dollar cost averaging. This automatically buys more shares when prices are low and fewer when high, opposite of emotional investing. Fourth, in retirement, systematically withdraw 6% of your equity account balance annually, adjusting for inflation. With equity's historical 11% return, this should provide sustainable income while growing principal. The simplest advice? Buy equities when you have money, sell only when you need money, and otherwise let them grow. While the S&P 500 has dominated equity performance since the mid-1990s, history shows this is merely another market cycle. No sector maintains permanent leadership, making diversification essential. The ideal portfolio includes five fund types that move counter-cyclically: large cap growth, large cap value, small cap growth, small cap value, and international. Growth and value produce similar long-term returns, with small caps typically outperforming large caps over time. In the indexing debate, remember that any index represents the 50th percentile of all money in those stocks. Half perform better, half worse. Index funds deliver this return minus minimal expenses, while active managers charge more to attempt outperformance. However, wealth stems from investor behavior, not relative performance. Will you stay calmer with an index fund during market crashes? Also, indexing works better in efficient large cap markets than in less researched areas like small caps or emerging markets. Avoid chasing short-term performance when selecting funds. Instead, seek experienced managers with long tenures and low portfolio turnover. As Buffett says, our favorite holding period is forever. The mindset you want from your managers. Wealth creation follows natural laws as reliable as gravity. Like a tree, wealth grows organically when properly planted and given time, not by pulling on its branches through constant trading and interference. The essence of successful investing is rational optimism based on historical evidence. Markets have weathered the Great Depression, world wars, the 2008 financial crisis, and countless other challenges while maintaining their upward trajectory. True risk isn't short-term market volatility, but poor investor behavior, panic selling, performance chasing, and market timing. Historical data confirms that investors who remain steadfast through market cycles dramatically outperform those trying to outsmart the market. The simple truth: wealth comes from becoming an owner rather than a loner, understanding genuine risk, behaving appropriately, and maintaining faith in human progress. Follow these principles with discipline and patience, and wealth becomes not just possible, but inevitable.